The elephant population in Africa is decreasing rapidly, with the situation in the West African region rather alarming, according to the chief director of the Wildlife Division of the Forestry Commission, Nane Dunsia. If care is not taken, elephants in the sub-region will be extinct. Nane Dunsia, who spoke to Radio Ghana, said the elephant population in Ghana is not much.
Globally, elephant population is declining due to habitat loss and poaching. As elephant habitats contract and human populations expand, people and elephants are increasingly coming into contact with each other, creating conflicts. In Africa, South Africa had a large elephant population, but that is decreasing. So is the population in other parts of the continent. But the situation in the West African sub-region is rather alarming. According to the executive director of the Wildlife Division of the Forestry Commission, Nana Kofi Edunsia, elephants are considered endangered species, and as a result, the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species cites, which was introduced in 1989, banned ivory trade. This was to stem the decline in number of the animals. But despite that, the trade continues illegally. Nane Dunsia talked about an arrest made recently in Togo on the ivory trade.
Just recently, there was a seizure in Togo where even the number of ivories when it was aggregated amounted to nearly about 3,000 elephants being killed. And it was in one container being shipped out. So the poaching or illegal killing of these animals for their ivory and other products is what is contributing to the decline in the population.
He said, though poaching is not a problem in the country, due to the efforts by the commission, human and elephant conflict is. Nane Dunsia said, with time, communities have devised methods to ward off elephants from destroying their farms.
We've come out with some methods together with the communities, use like pepper, grease and rag, tie them along the farm boundaries, and as soon as the elephants come around the farm, they get those scent of the pepper, the grease, and then they will be ward off. Some even are using beehives to also ward off elephants along farm boundaries. That is a new system that is coming out.
Learning to coexist with elephants, according to the chief conservationist, is the way out. He stated that certain fruits and plants need to go through the digestive system of elephants to germinate.
Yes, certain fruits that start to pass through the intestines of the elephant before even it will germinate. So if you eliminate all elephants, you're going to lose some plant species.